Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Again, the Refreshment Club brings you a gay half hour of music, melody, and merrymaking. You're invited to join in the fun today and every day, Mondays through Fridays at this time. Don McNeil and his Refreshment Clubbers are all set to start today's show. So relax and listen. And may we suggest that while you listen, a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator will make this pause in your busy day the pause that refreshes. The Refreshment Club will come to order. Answer to your names if called, please. Clark Dennis.
Let's go.
Helen Jane Belke.
I'm here.
Joan.
Here.
The Escort.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All present, Don. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now let's start this week of refreshment clubbing by going through our little daily ritual together, should we? Okay, get the glasses. I'll drop in the ice. You probably know this better than I do by now. Open the bottle. Have a little trouble sometimes. Open them up. That's it. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, this may be Christmas week, but I want to say one thing, that you're not going to hear any Christmas music on this refreshment club. We decided to make a difference and stay away from Christmas music because we feel that you'll hear plenty of that on other programs. And so we may be a few hours late with this suggestion, but here we go. Roll out of bed with a smile. Walter! Walter! I said... I see. Something's going to happen here. Thank you very much. That was Roll Out of Bed with a Smile. Tried to cross me up with a little jingle bells there. There'd be no more of that in this program. Now, you know, we were speaking last week about Clark Dennis and about Christmas and about Helen Jane's boyfriend, and it being the start of a new week, I'd like to get a few things cleared up here, Clark. What about this guy Johnny, this boyfriend of Helen?
Well, I'll tell you, that guy's kind of getting in my hair, Don.
Well, I know. What is the cause? What do you know about him? You explained it to me, but
well,
I didn't get it.
I don't know much about him, but he's kind of a first-class chiseler. He's trying to get my part in Shakespeare.
Oh, it dawns on me now. It all comes to me now. You mean you're doing this part in this little play out in your neighborhood, and
yeah.
It happens to be Helen Jane's boyfriend who's trying to get the part away from you?
Yeah, and he's bringing presents to the coach and everything, and besides that, Helen Jane is helping him with his lines, and I'm kind of worried.
Oh. Well, what are we getting into here? Well, let's see. Clark, you're my first love in the Shakespeare business. You know what I mean? I started you off... No, don't get me wrong here. I started you off in this thing, and if she's going to coach this boyfriend, Johnny, of hers, I'm going to coach you.
Hey, man, that's the nuts. I like that.
All right, I'll tell you tell you what you do. Tomorrow, bring down this, you know, the soliloquy, to be or not to be.
Yeah.
Bring that down here, and we'll go over it. And by George, after you get some coaching on that thing, you'll go up there, and Johnny won't have a chance.
That's keen. I like that.
Okay, just bring it down. Well, I'll say this is quite a plot, isn't it? Helen Jane's boyfriend and Clark vying for the role of Shylock, or Hamlet. Imagine that. Well, all right, I think you better sing now, Clark. We'll straighten this business out a little later. Clark Dennis sings Rainbow on the River. Now, this has gone far enough. That's not Rainbow on the River. Leave Jingle Bells out of it.
Clouds over me form a white tapestry, sky into water blending. Winds dying down, it's so peaceful around, now that the storm is ending. See what nature's handiwork has done. After every shower comes the sun. There's a rainbow on the river, the skies are clearing. You'll soon be hearing a heavenly song all the day long. When there's a rainbow on the river, the birds are mating. They're busy dating each other above, happy in love. Let you and I go sailing along the rippling stream, holding hands together, together we'll dream. With a rainbow on the river, you get the feeling. Romance is stealing right out of the blue into
I'll get it. Hello. Hello, Mrs. J.R. of Baltimore. Well, I'm glad you called. Huh? Yeah. You did? Well, he's trying to cross me up, that Jingle Bells. I said there'd be no Christmas music. I don't think he'll do it again, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty funny, all right. Yeah. I bet you are. I guess everybody's doing their Christmas shopping, yeah? I have, too. Yeah, you notice in the toy department. Shirley Temple and the Quintuplets, they certainly have a corner on the doll market, haven't they? Yeah. Uh-huh. One fellow I saw had a different type of doll, though. It didn't work. Huh? No, it was a failure. That was a toy tramp. It wouldn't work. Huh? Yeah. He had a model of a radio announcer there. You could wind it up. You couldn't stop him. Huh? Sure. Uh-huh. What else are you going to get? Really? Window blinds, huh? Venetian, wow. Uh-huh. What color is he going to get? That's right, too. Window blinds are all shades, aren't they? Huh? Yeah, as I'll say. Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you called. No, he won't do it again. Not Walter. No, he's going to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Uh-huh. You listen, you'll hear. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Oh, Mrs. J.R., I'm sorry. He did it. Yeah, I can't do anything about it. You know, he's got a mind of his own. are joining the escorts, our Monday guests, around the refreshment club. What are you going to do today, friend?
Well, that's big business for me, Don.
Oh, that's big business for me. Isn't it with me?
No, it's for me.
For you. Oh, well, I'll never forget my first job. Oh, boy. I wanted to get a job as sort of an executive, see? So I saw a sign office boy on it, and I dropped in there, see? It was no go, though. And 2 weeks later, I tried it again. The manager said, weren't you here 2 weeks ago? Didn't I tell you I wanted an older boy? I said, yeah. That's why I came back. That was 2 weeks ago, see? So I didn't get the job. All right, that's big business with me. Go ahead. No, no, no. I need Joan and the escort.
Once upon a time, there was a depression. Things are much better, that's my impression.
Why, today business is first rate.
We will tell you why, and we won't hesitate. Got no office, got no desk.
Got no representative in the West.
But I have a growing interest in my sweet, sweet. That's big business for me.
Now I've got no chance in a Wall Street deal. Couldn't buy a share in copper or steel.
But I hold controlling interest in my sweet sweetie. That's big business for me.
Never have to worry over taxes. Thanks to heaven above. I will never pay a cent of taxes unless they put a tax on love.
Oh, I got no money. I don't care. But $1 million couldn't buy a share. A mighty calling interest in my sweet sweetie. That's big business for me.
Pardon me, gentlemen. May I bother you? Now I represent the morning press, and I want an interview. Tell me what you think of the business world today.
Well, speaking for our business, why, it's really okay.
Well, how long have you been in business?
Oh, about a month or two.
Well, how come business is so great when it's so new?
Well, business and ourselves just agree perfectly.
Well, come, tell me more. I'm curious, can't you see? Are you butchers?
No.
Bakers?
No.
Candlestick makers?
No.
Bankers, brokers, or high financiers?
Well, no, you're wrong again, so take one more guess.
Well, I can't guess. I confess.
Honey, you're my business. What an industry.
And you hold controlling interest.
That's big business for me. What a business, honey. There's no big deal. Can't buy copper and I can't buy steel. Whoa,
but you've
whoa,
got
whoa,
me, my sweet sweetie.
That's big business for me.
Ha, 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 I'm laughing at that time.
Ho, 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 I'm laughing at that time. For I've got the money.
But you have me, honey.
And that's what I call big business.
Okay. Well, Walter, I can see your point there. This is Christmas week, after all, and if you fellas feel like playing Jingle Bells, why, go ahead. Play the whole thing all the way through. Jingle Bells by Walter Blossom and the Boys. Oh, well, you can't blame a guy for trying. It's waltz time on the refreshment club. Let's have a waltz together. Would you? Oh, what am I doing? I'm all mixed up. We've had that, haven't we? Bob Denton, our recording secretary, has a little Christmas spirit message for you today. Bob Denton. No, Walter. Oh, what's going on? Bob, take it.
All right.
I wonder if you have ever noticed that everybody likes popcorn. It always delights the children, and during these holiday times, it seems to be a great favorite with the grown-ups, too. You find it served almost everywhere you go. Now, here's a suggestion that will make it even more enjoyable for you. Try Coca-Cola with popcorn. Fill a big bowl with hot popcorn. Salt it, then pour melted butter or melted cheese over it. And as you eat it, enjoy it with a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator. Hot popcorn and ice-cold Coca-Cola. You'll find it a happy family treat, and a treat that your friends will welcome, too. Remember, Coca-Cola is easy to get in a handy carton that contains six delicious bottles. You can probably get the carton of Coca-Cola right where you buy the corn to pop. All right, Don?
All right, Bob. I noticed you mentioned a happy family there. Now, that's what we've got to have here, Clark and Helen Jane. I want no more scuffling here for a little while. What if you are trying to do this part out there, Shakespeare, Clark? What if Helen Jane's boyfriend, Johnny, happens to try to get the part, too? See, we've got to keep peace down here, all right?
Okay, Papa.
Just for now.
just for now, yeah. Just for now, Clark, I'm going to, you know, Helen Jane, I'm going to coach Clark a little bit in his lines. You don't mind, eh?
No, I think that's all right.
You do, huh? How do you suppose Johnny will feel about that?
Well, I'm doing a pretty good job with him.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to coach you so Clark can see how he's going to be coached on Shakespeare.
Right.
See, this is something with which I'm a little more familiar. Now watch this, Clark, will you?
Okay, I'm watching.
All right. Helen Jane, you should have come down here today dressed like Kris Kringle for this. Of course, they wouldn't allow that here. Seems Helen Jane hasn't any Santa Claus in her contract.
Oh.
All right. Helen Jane, I'm sure you learned this Christmas poem when you were a small child of 8 years, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, back in, you got the doll in 2528 was the year of the blizzard, five and...
All right, let it go, Don.
All right, step out the microphone here, little Helen. Show all the people how nicely you can recite your Christmas poem.
All right, Don, you start me.
All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the...
house.
That's right. Not a creature was stirring, not even a...
rat.
No. You know, Mickey...
a mouse.
No. That's right. That's it. These stockings were hung by the chimney with...
With nails.
No.
Now, don't tell me, then.
Care. In hope that St. Nicholas soon would be... T-H-E...
There.
That's splendid, Helen Jane. I knew you could do it. Now, see, it isn't going to be hard at all, Clark. All right, let's have Helen Jane sing It's Love I'm After with gestures. See, Clark, it's really...
Most books inspire a great ambition to gain position and fame. I'll reach the goal I seek without fault. All other outlooks are tame. It's love I'm after. I don't want to be a millionaire. The only thing on earth for which I care is love. For love and laughter, I'd give everything that I possess. The perfect synonym for happiness is love. Rich men, poor men, beggar men, thieves, feel the way that I do, because each one of them believes he'll find somebody like you. But it's love I'm after all.
It's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the Londonderry air. Thank you. you ever notice these holidays how mussed up the house can get? Children all excited and throwing toys around and everything. Well, even when it isn't a holiday. Some women are terribly fussy about those things. And others, well, listen to what refreshment clubber Gertrude Rose Dewbridge of Grand Rapids, Michigan, said in a little poem which she sent to us. She says, I often wish that I could keep my house in order and not have the disarray of books and papers scattered by a careless family. No gloves or garments dropped by hurried hands into the nearest chair. But then I think of other homes where no bright faces, rushing in at night after a day's activity in school, gather around the table to rehearse the day's events, joyful or sorry as the chance may be. Homes where there is no need for service to each other, where every wish is gratified by money and its hireling. And so I go about to do the little that I can in each short day, feeding my flock, keeping them clothed and warm, thankful that there are books about, thankful that though I may not keep my house in order, my home is love, and I am well content. Say, fellas, you remember my Uncle Tim, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you remember Uncle Tim. Good old Uncle Tim. He was a kind of a lug, but a nice lug. Well, I'll never forget old Uncle Tim. He was sitting there in the corner one time. He had a little knife there that he'd gotten for Christmas. Uncle Tim was just 42 at the time. And he had this little knife, and I said to Uncle Tim, I said, can you whittle, Uncle Tim? And he said, why, sure I can whittle. Listen. Thank you very much. Those barks in there came to you through the courtesy of the escorts, who now have a number for Walter and his wandering jingle bells. It's the gypsy in me.
I can't sit still. I want to go places, see new things, look at new faces. Can't you see? It's the gypsy in me. I love to dance, crazy about rhythm, love parade, march along with them. Can't you see? It's a gypsy in me. Shooting the chutes is my habit. I'm like a kid on a spree. Ooh, show me a ring and I'll grab it. Cause the merry-go-round does things to me. I can't sit still. Wanna go places, see new things, look at new faces. Can't you see? It's a gypsy in me.
First I went to Hollywood to see what I could see. Mrs. Astor's horse I saw.
But not her diary. Then I went to Washington, Washington, D.C. The birthplace of the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Amy, Stevie White's house in the capital?
The capital, Mama? I thought they spent it all on AAA, CCC, RFD, and GOP. If they don't stop at PDQ, it's gonna end, Mama.
This and I owe you. Why, that minor strain reminds me of the time.
When I was away so far, she, to the country of the Tsarsky. Hutsy, tutsy, foxy, tutsy, caviar, tea, and kazutsy.
Oh,
I can't
sit still. I want to go places, see new things, look at new faces.
I want to see the Queens. Well, I'm for seeing Rome. Well, me for Honolulu.
Oh, we never stay at home.
Can't you see? Can't you see it's the gypsy in me?
Very, very clever, escort. Well, I'm glad that Walter's forgotten about Jingle Bells. Walter, no tricks now. Here we go, marching along together. No, no, Walter. Oh, I see. Freshman Club adjourns for today. Tomorrow, be sure and be with us at this same time. All your Refreshment Club friends will be here. Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Delkey, Bill Krenz at the piano, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, some more Christmas fun, and yours truly, Don McNeil, asking you to remember us and to remember that whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.